Next patient is Valerie Martinez. This is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 48-year-old female with a history of palpitation period. Patient underwent a loop recorder implantation, and during palpitation, patient is found to be in atrial fibrillation period. Patient is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the palpitation period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for mendovian isolation period. Current medication, metformin 500 mg 2 times daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, insulin, omeprazole. Metoprolol ER 25 mg daily, 12-city period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system, in general, denied in recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, no hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, extremity, no history of arthritis. Examination, blood pressure, 116 over 64, pulse 68, respiration 16, weight is 224 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, also no extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, paralysis, major fibrillation, number 2, diabetes, mellitus. Recommendation, patient's got symptomatic with the atrial fibrillation. Discuss the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can benefit discussed with the patient. First risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Please indicate to Michael Kruger.